Dreamscape presents And There He Kept Her by Joshua Moeling, narrated by Linda Jones. Chapter 1, 4:30 a.m. Rain lashed the boy as he ran from his car back to the old man's house. It was cold enough that he could see his breath. Water dripped from the ends of his shaggy hair, ran down his scalp and under his shirt. At least the clouds had hidden the moon. The news had called it a supermoon. All night it had followed everywhere he went, an ivory face watching him, reading his mind. The road was gravel and getting muddier by the minute. Jesse tried running along the edge, but the ground was soft, and soon his feet were as wet as his hooded sweatshirt. On his left, houses faced the lake. He ran by a mailbox that said Miller in faded letters, and then by another mailbox that said Mattis N. This one pitched forward with its door hanging open like it was about to be sick. He stopped in front of a small gray house set back from the road, and realized he was looking right through a hole where the door should have been and out the other side at the water beyond. He looked back at the Miller house and noticed it was missing most of its roof and all of its windows. Jesse ran on, already wet to the skin. He turned off the road and followed two muddy ruts past a standalone garage. The house ahead of him was a dark brown rectangle without a straight line or a sharp corner. A wooden staircase went up the front to a sliding glass door and small windows with the blinds drawn. Jesse stopped to catch his breath. In the dark, the house looked like it had climbed out of the mud or was sinking back into it. No part of him wanted to be here, to have to pay back his debt like this. "In and out, get it over with," he muttered. He bypassed the staircase, pulling up his hood as he skidded down a muddy set of uneven steps alongside the house. The lower level of the house was cement block. A narrow yard widened in the direction of rusty metal chairs overturned around a fire pit, before gradually descending to the lake. The house had another deck on the back. Underneath were the remnants of a depleted woodpile and a battered storm door with access to the basement. Jesse pulled open the storm door and set the clip that propped it open. The back door had individual glass panes set in a crosshatch pattern. Jesse hit the window closest to the deadbolt with his elbow. The sound of breaking glass made his breath catch in his throat. He counted to 10, waiting for lights to come on. Nothing happened. He reached inside, undid the bolt and the twist lock on the doorknob. Thunder rolled overhead as he pushed the door open and stepped over the broken glass.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?